I'm sure you have a lot on your plate, so thanks a lot for checking out my podcast. Today, I have something special for everyone working in an international environment. I'm not saying that I have the silver bullet, but I think this episode is going to be a game changer for you. Let's check it out.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 711, Business Phrases. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at eight phrases that you can use in the workplace and in your daily English conversations.
Now, listen to the conversation. Be sure to focus on the business English phrases they use.
Hey, Mike, can we chat for a moment?
Sure, Sarah. What's up?
Well, I've been thinking about the deadline for the project. We really need to get our ducks in a row if we want to meet it.
You can say that again. It would totally be a game changer for our team if we finished on time. Just keep in mind, I don't have the silver bullet.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure everything is on track.
That makes sense. But just a heads up, I have a lot on my plate this week. I might need some help.
No problem, Mike. Let's meet this afternoon to go over the details.
Excellent. By the way, did you hear that Lisa was let go from the marketing department?
Oh, really? I wasn't in the loop about that. All I know is she was a real micromanager.
Yeah, I know, but apparently it was due to some budget cuts. Anyway, we need to find a replacement for her ASAP. And now, let's have a look at this vocabulary.
The first one is to get your ducks in a row. I'm guessing that you've probably seen a family of ducks walking in the park, right? They have a very organized way of walking, with the baby ducks following the mother duck in an even line behind mom. They look pretty organized, don't they? Well, when you get your ducks in a row, it means you become organized regarding the tasks that you need to do. Here are some examples. Mike realized that he needed to get his ducks in a row before the important client meeting next week. The project manager instructed the team to get their ducks in a row before launching the new system. The next one is a game changer. In sports, a strategic play can change the outcome of a game, right? Well, in the business world, a game changer is something that comes along and changes the situation, usually in a positive way. For example, John's innovative marketing strategy proved to be a game changer for our product sales. The new software is a game changer for our company as it streamlines our workflow and increases productivity. The silver bullet means a simple and effective solution or strategy for solving a problem or achieving success. Here are some examples. The CEO's innovative leadership style is seen as the silver bullet for turning the company around. ChatGPT is the silver bullet in finding information quickly. I've got a silver bullet for your English. Did you know there's a podcast from All Ears English called Business English? Want to feel more confident with your business English? You can learn business English vocabulary for the global economy in the Business English podcast. They have new episodes 3 days a week. And in the next few weeks, they'll talk about how to say you need to focus in English and how to use take and bring correctly at work. The Business English podcast also covers English writing, presentations, small talk and socializing at work, job interviews, telephone English, and more. Follow the new Business English podcast from All Ears English. Just type All Ears English into your search bar wherever you are listening to this podcast right now. And choose Business English Podcast and hit follow. You'll probably end up with having a lot on your plate. When you have a lot on your plate, it means that you are very busy or have many tasks to handle. For example, sorry, I can't take on any more projects right now. I already have a lot on my plate. Janet told her boss that she needs help because she has a lot on her plate this week. Next, we have to be let go. Somebody was let go is an indirect way to say that someone has been fired or laid off from their job. Keep in mind, when someone is fired, they did something wrong. But when someone is laid off, it's the company's problem. Here are some examples. Susan's poor performance led to her being let go by her employer. The company had to let go of several employees during the restructuring process. When you are in the loop, it means that you are informed or included in important discussions or decisions or kept up to date about a situation. You can be in the loop or someone keeps you in the loop. For example, as the project manager, Emily totally needs to be in the loop about any changes to the project timeline. Tom asked his supervisor to keep him in the loop regarding the upcoming changes to the company policies. The next one is micromanage. Micromanage means to supervise a person and their work very closely by paying too much attention to minor details. Yuck! The person who does this is a micromanager. For example, Mary decided to leave her job because she couldn't stand being micromanaged by her supervisor. The new boss is a micromanager, which makes everyone feel annoyed. The last one for today is ASAP, or ASAP. ASAP stands for as soon as possible and is used to show urgency or the need for quick action. Here are some examples. Bill, please send me the report ASAP so I can review it before the meeting. Kathy, we need to schedule a meeting with the client ASAP to address their concerns. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other word or phrase in English is to take that word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can get more practice using your English when you join my Podcast Learners Study Group. There, you can make new friends, join us for live group lessons every week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more, or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose Podcast Lesson 711. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.